Sweden's Prime Minister Stefan Löfven lost a vote of confidence. He is allowed a week to cobble together a fresh coalition. In Britain, the Conservative Party co-chairman said that policies such as a north-to-south high-speed rail link, which cuts through the countryside, were a warning shot not to take southern seats for granted. This came after the party's stunning defeat in a by-election in Chesham and Amersham, a pleasant and leafy constituency it had won by nearly 30 percentage points in 2019.
Coronavirus briefs.
Indonesia recorded its highest number of daily cases, over 14,500, as infections surged following a religious holiday and the spread of the Delta variant. Hospital beds in Jakarta are 80% full. Nationally, less than 10% of people over the age of 12 have received a single vaccine dose. Japan said it would limit the number of spectators at Olympic events to 10,000, but insisted the games would start on July 23rd. A court in Brussels chastised AstraZeneca for breaching its contract with the EU on vaccines, but did not support the EU's demand that the drug company deliver 120 million doses by the end of June. Calls were made for the British government to publish its risk assessment of the recent G7 summit it hosted in Cornwall after a surge of infections were recorded around the area where the events were held.